In line with a trend that started in the early 1990s and worked successfully until the election of Democratic Governor Deval Patrick in 2006, two Republicans vying for the top two state offices are teaming up ahead of November's election to replace Patrick, who is not seeking a third term. Karen Polito is a GOP candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Republican Charlie Baker is again running for governor after losing in 2010. Polito says joining forces with Baker draws upon the electoral success of former governors William Weld and Paul Cellucci throughout the 1990s.
And they truly were a team that respected one another and acted in concert to advance a common agenda. And that's the type of team that Charlie Baker and I represent.
The Democratic gubernatorial candidates include Martha Coakley, Steve Grossman, Juliette Kayyem, Don Berwick, and Joe Avalon. Baker is being challenged by Tea Party candidate Mark Fisher. The Democratic candidates for lieutenant governor include Steve Kerrigan, Mike Lake, Jonathan Edwards, James Arena DeRosa, and Leland Chung. Polito, who served 10 years in the Massachusetts House, is the lone Republican candidate for lieutenant governor so far.
I think the people and the general public benefit from having a team of two individuals, very dedicated and committed and competent, to lead the state forward. And they know going into the election day that that team is ready on day one to take action.
Ben Taylor, assistant professor of political science at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, says teaming up makes sense for Republicans, as 36% of Massachusetts voters are registered Democrats, and the majority of the 53% unenrolled lean to the left.
If you have a number of Republican candidates running for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, you know, sort of the constitutional officers of the Commonwealth, you can deplete both your bench, as it were, the number of people you have to run for those offices who have the name recognition, the capacity to fundraise.
Jim Bronson heads the Berkshire GOP. He says both Baker and Polito bring much-needed name recognition and thinks they will carry the torch for Republicans come November. Bronson cites Fisher's more conservative views as a roadblock.
That type of conservatism doesn't always play as popular in Massachusetts. You know, to be a successful Republican in Massachusetts, you have to be kind of a Scott Brown Republican, and I don't think that's not a bad word. That just means that you can't be a Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, who got elected very well in Texas, and will continue to get elected in Texas, would not get elected in Massachusetts.
Though each candidate is elected in his or her own right, Taylor says the Baker-Polito campaign allows Republicans to double up their time, effort, and money with a common message.
So for Charlie Baker, he's got to have this moderate stance as the person at the top of the ticket to have a chance at a statewide race. But because he's a Republican, because he got the R beside his name, he cannot win. There's no conceivable way he wins without winning and getting conservative Republicans, those that are in the state. He's got to get them out to vote, and they have to vote for him. So Polito makes that possible because she has those conservative credentials.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.